morning, and welcome to Elcut.
All right.
The next step. The exclamatory exclamation, that is the eruption, which you often hear at the beginning of our Elcottian proceedings, which is what we call the doctor is in. That is I, Dr. Ed Elcott. You, being one of the Earth people, not yet familiar with the raconteur regalia, don't really know what is involved in the delivering of the Elcottia. The exclamatory exclamation, that is the eruption, is to emphasize to not only Earth people, novitiates, and initiates, but it's to emphasize to those of us that are priesterlies, as well as overlords and overseers, that Elcottia, the Elcotton, is now descending and will immerse, cover, and eventually drape, so that you walk around. Excuse me, I guess I'll have to be...
Yes, Dr. Elcott will have to be leveled because he coughed.
I'm not allowed to cough. Jesus.
Dr. Elcott coughed and the overlords looked unfavorably.
I didn't mean to cough. I'm simply trying to, as the overlords know, I'm trying to report to you and repeat to you that part of the Elcotta which describes the exclamatory...
Yeah, you gotta go down there again. That's
Harlan Ellison.
What?
Harlan Ellison. I use the name Harlan Ellison to get me out of the effects of the leveling. I misspoke, and of course that is level requested and required, level 5. Many people ask, Dr. Elcott, when will you be an overlord and will be one of the deliverers of leveling as opposed to the receiver? And I can tell you with great assurance, I have been told by the overlords and have been given permission by Overlord Level 3 that I can now say to you that this coming summer, the summer of 2024, looks very good indeed, for Dr. Ed Elcott to become an overlord. So we certainly are grateful for Elcott.
Yay!
The next step. Elcott, the next step. From Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. Tonight, Dr. Elcott speaks on the Elcotta, and that which is required of you, each and every one of you, you, all of you out there, to ascend and become egoless in the realm of Elcott. Thank you, Glyphween. Glyph is an initiate, and that is a level below novitiate, which is 5 levels below priesterly south, which is a level and a half below priesterly north, which is where I am. Then I am 6 levels below overlord, and the overlords themselves are a half a level below the overseers. The prime thing that one should remember about an overseer, did I use the wrong word?
Yeah, don't say the prime thing, the prime aspect. Boy, you're just asking for it tonight, aren't you, Doc?
Well, give me a break, will you? All I'm trying to do...
Don't use that word.
All right, I'm not going to use the word. The difference is from overlord to overseer, a granitalia of 7, that's oversight 6, which is essentially the difference between a chimpanzee and a poodle. That is, the poodle being the overlord and the chimpanzee being a man, and then the chimpanzee and an angel. The overseer is God. So the angel would be humans, and then the chimpanzee is that which is animal life, and then, of course, anything below that is really not worth talking about, let alone allowing to live.
Elcott, the next step. Join us for our next On the Road lecture. We'll be at
Elvira University
in 2 weeks. Call us now at Elcott, the next step, Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. And it sounded as if I almost misspoke when I said Wampaw University, but I caught myself, and I feel better about that. Because even I can be leveled as an employee of Elcott.
Ouch.
Elcott the Next Step. We'll be right back.
Would you like to learn how to be an Elcott auditor? You can. Join us at the next Elcott the Next Step receiving, which will be at the University of Columbus this coming Saturday night, 9 o'clock. You'll learn how to edit, you'll learn how to audit, and you'll learn how to glow and be glowed. You'll learn how to probe, unprobe, and finally slip in. Join us at the Elcott the Next Step auditing class at Columbus University this Friday night, 8 o'clock.
Be there! That almost sounded at the very end there like a drag racing commercial where they say, be there. And in many ways, we like to liken Elcott the Next Step to a drag race. Let's say the finish line is where you want to be as a human being. The vehicle, that is, the dragster itself, is Elcott.
Whee!
The Next Step. You are obviously the corpulence dilatare. You slip into that which is the vehicle, and then you floor it, that is, giving it all the gas you possibly can, and race down toward that finish line, which is total ego eruption. If you make it, if you're able to break the record, you're now immersed in egolessness, which is the goal of Elcott the Next Step. Many people say, Dr. Elcott, if I win that race and I am immersed, what happens to the next level? Am I in a drag race to become an overlord? Ah! You're not in any kind of a race to become anything. You're simply trying to shed as much ego as you can so that you become what we call freeform or el flotano. When you are freeform and flotano, that means there is no defined boundary of you. You have no ego, therefore you need not know body. That sounds like it's incorrect grammar, but in point of fact, that's from the Elcott. You need not know body. It was given to Hevner Elcott on top of the mountain in the county of Jester in the state of Kentucky, 1861. As William Smith was heading west with the tenets of the Mormon faith, Hevner Elcott said, later for you. That became a very famous moment when he said, I'm not going west yet. I need to find out the Elcott in its entirety or entire toe. When he did, he took a shovel and hit himself on the head with it, gathered his family about him, and said, I are Elcott. I not take no drug no more. The family applauded, loaded themselves into covered wagons, and on the long journey out west, were attacked several times by Indians until finally they turned around and went northeast to Wampanoag, New York. That is where they settled. And Elcott,
yee-hee!
The Next Step, was born.
What's your problem?
I'm sorry, I did gag up there. I suppose that...
No, they're not buying it.
Well, what do you mean they're not buying it, okay?
I tell you, I'm getting better.
Sounded like you were laughing.
No.
I was not laughing. However, the ruling of the overlords is sacrosanct and is in the abyss. The abyss is nor neither ni...
Nice one.
You know, Jerry, all you have to do is... As I was going to say, the abyss is neither abyss nor abass. The abyss is near conclusion. It is near difference. It is near envelopment. When one is in the abyss, one looks into the void of the abyss and says, later for that, or if you will, Elcott, the next step.
Elcott, the next step. For a transcript of today's program, write to Elcott the Next Step, Wampanoag University, Neyok, Neyok.
We're very, very blessed to have the offices and the good graces of Wampanoag University with which to blend and meld with our novitiates, initiates, and undersprings. If you'd like to be a member of Elcott the Next Step, all you need do is write to us in care of Wampanoag University and say,
You said in sale.
I know, but do you have to good God in the
All I'm getting is like I've said the wrong thing.
And all you have to, I'll just pick up from here, Jerry, and all you have to do is tell us you're interested in becoming a member of Elcott.
Uh-huh.
The next step.
Elcott, the next step. The redemption of man, mankind, into and unto himself. It was in the 1850s that Heavener Elcott finally decided to leave his wife, six children, and his farm and begin to head west in the general direction of Salt Lake City because he heard that's where William Smith had gone and made himself a bundle. Instead, he was attacked by Indians, turned, and went back to upstate New York. Why there? We have yet to figure that out.
Elcott.
Elcott. Elcott.
The next step. Truth be told this evening, I'm drinking two shots of tequila in a copper mug with Q non-fat ginger beer. Come at me.
Elcott.
Dave.
The next step.
Now, we'd like to congratulate this week's novitiates who are now full initiates in Elcott the Next Step. And then we will also congratulate two elevations to priesterly. We'd like to first of all congratulate Noxie Boland of Pergasus, Kentucky, who is now an initiate in Elcott the Next Step, and Sarah Jean Bonbon. She is from Hoover, Wisconsin. Becoming priesterlies, Dr. Tad Tadlin, he from Cincinnati, Ohio, and Dr. Willis Underbugger, he from Buggerton, Montana. We'd like to acknowledge Dr. Underbugger with the special proclamation as he completed his course in Elcott Priesterly Studies in record time, 15 minutes.
Underbugger!
Thank you.
You hate me.
We hope you appreciate that, Dr. Underbugger, as much as we've appreciated being... Ah, shit.
Yeah, you know, you sound retarded.
Don't talk to me. We'd like to thank you, Dr. Underbugger, for not bugging us.
Yeah.
Elcott, the next step. We'll be right back after this. And now we're back.
We'd like to thank all of you in attendance. If you'd like a transcript of today's program, of course, you can write to Elcott, the next step, and get a transcript. Or write to Elcott,
yee-hee,
the next step, and get a transcript that way. We're happy to provide those, and we provide them free of charge. I'd like to repeat again, we provide transcripts free of charge. So that means we don't get paid. We have someone, generally an initiate or novitiate, someone who is frankly, scraping along, barely human, trying to elevate themselves to a level of distinguishment, scraping along, knuckles dragging, slurring and slobbering, and we say, you, make that transcript and send it to that person with a whip in one hand and a chair in the other. Shit.
Well, Dr. Elcott, you can't get that graphic.
Well, I'm being graphic. With a whip in one hand, a chair in the other, we tell the initiate,
get the transcription together.
Get the transcript. You know, I don't know why I have to be the one that does it.
Jesus. Can you talk to me?
Why am I the one? I'm not in Elcott the next step.
I don't even hear the overlords enter the room to level me. Nonetheless, we have our gruelers. These are initiates in Elcott.
Whoa, whoa.
The next step. And the grueler runs about, scurrying about on the ground like a crab, getting these transcripts together to mail off to you.
You sound resentful.
I'm not so much resentful as I am when I think back on the things that I could have done with my life.
You know what?
No, say it again.
It's not even worth it.
It's not worth it. Do I know what you're saying? All right.
Anyway, we do thank our gruelers as they scurry about, and we apologize, but in order to corral them and to bring them together to proper fruition, we have a chair, a whip, and a stun gun.
Elcott, the Next Step has been brought to you by Freezers, a wonderful popsicle. Put it in your mouth, your problems go away. I won't describe it any further than that.
And by Muncie's Tobacco. Chew it, smoke it, eat it. Muncie's Tobacco.
Oh, I'm sorry, are we on?
Yeah.
God.